All the talk about Ebola and the new enterovirus has led public health officials to ramp up their urging that we all get a flu shot. After all, it's a lot more likely that most of us are going to be exposed to flu in the next few months. And now a new study suggests there's one more reason to protect yourself. Sound Medicine's healthy living expert, Dr. Teresa Rohr-Kirschgraber, joins me to explain. Welcome back.
Thank you, Barb.
A Canadian study looked at how the flu vaccine affects women with heart disease, and the results showed that the flu shots were good for these women. Do we know why?
Isn't this a fabulous study? Because it's yet again one more awesome reason to get your flu shot. Helping to prevent disease is probably the best way of improving your health as well as the health of the community. So I thought this study was really interesting because it tried to look at things from a lot of different directions. What was interesting was that just having the flu vaccine helped to decrease your risk of cardiovascular events, whether those events were heart attacks or worsening congestive heart failure with fluid overload, or decreasing the incidence of myocarditis, which is kind of an infection or an irritation in the muscle of the heart itself. So isn't it interesting that the vaccine itself seemed to help decrease those types of events with the heart? Whether or not it's that the opportunity to decrease the infection is what really helps it, or is there something about the vaccine itself?
Well, that was my next question. I mean, is it simply the fact that you didn't get the flu? Because if you get the flu, you get weak, you get sick, your heart has to work more, right?
I mean,
isn't this in some ways just common sense results?
Well, absolutely, and that's definitely true, especially because they think that there is some relationship between the influenza virus itself that might trigger the rupture of plaques in the arteries. So for example, as you get older, you get some plaques in the arteries, cholesterol plaques, kind of a buildup of gunky stuff in your blood vessels. It does seem that the influenza virus itself seems to kind of cause a rupture of these plaques, which then spills gunk into your arteries, which then causes a clogging up of those arteries and anything that's downwind of them, for example, an artery going to your heart, which would then get clogged up and result in a heart attack. So by decreasing your chance of getting the flu, you would help to decrease that kind of an effect. But is there something just about the vaccine itself? That we really don't know yet. We do know that people stayed healthier and that they definitely had a decreased risk of these types of heart complications. So I think that's going to be the next big focus is it something about the vaccine in and of itself that decreases these events, or is it just keeping everybody healthier in general? It lends more credibility to the decision to really push flu vaccines for everyone.
So, no, are there any women with cardiovascular disease that would be better off without?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And in fact, the current recommendations are that everyone, it doesn't matter whether you're sick or young or old or have any other complicating concerns, everybody should have a flu vaccine.
Dr. Teresa Rohr-Kirschgraber, thank you so much.
Thank you, Barb.
Dr. Teresa Rohr-Kirschgraber is our healthy living expert here on Sound Medicine. She is executive director of the Center for Excellence in Women's Health at the IU School of Medicine.